Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today's reader question comes from Lisa, and she says, I'm at a weird place in life where I get to start over with my wardrobe after kids and losing almost everything due to black mold exposure. I'm trying to have a plan for how to start on a wardrobe that better reflects the real me to the world. I'm a mum, but I'm also a lead singer-songwriter, and I'm also a web designer. I've sung as a lead singer for rock bands, but I'm not much into the skulls and crossbones, snakeskin stuff. I love natural materials like cotton and wool, and my colouring is medium in value. My question is, how do you dress more rebellious when black all over is a little overpowering for your colouring? Do I stick with black bottoms and greys up top? I still love rock band t-shirts, leather and medals, but I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. I also have elements of creative, natural personality styles, and I'm a hopeless romantic. I feel like I'm a hodgepodge. Now, you know, whether or not it's you've lost your wardrobe to mold exposure, you've put on weight, lost weight, you know, there's so many reasons why people have to start again with their wardrobe. So there's some things to think about here that apply to lots of people, or just if you are bringing anything new into your wardrobe. Now, of course, as a, you know, singer-songwriter in a rock band, there's more to life and there's more to, you know, the rebellious spirit, which kind of goes with rock and roll, than just the colour black, fortunately. It's about design details as well as fabrics, such as the leather and the studs, and patterns too. So given that you're rebuilding from the ground up, what I want you to think about is, what are you saddest about having to let go? So what garments have you owned in the past that you really, really loved and that for any reason, you know, maybe they wore out, maybe you had to throw them out, maybe they no longer fit. What were the things that you really loved in the past? So what was it about them that you really loved? Was there some element of design, how it fit, how it felt, you know, the colours, the style? I mean, there's so many different things you can think about. But I want you to think about those garments you've owned in the past that you're really sad about having to had let go of. And look at, what was it about them that made it something that really spoke to you? Because that can give you some clues into where your aesthetic is. Also thinking about, you know, all the clothes that you've had and the things you've been let go of. You know, maybe there's a bunch of stuff that you have not actually enjoyed wearing. Maybe there's a whole heap of things that you have just been getting rid of that weren't things that you actually loved, and you actually have no compulsion to keep them. So I want you to look at those as well and think about, what was it that I didn't like about those clothes? Why didn't I want to wear them? How is it they didn't speak to me? How do they make me feel? What was it that made them not quite right, which is why I tended not to wear them? So if we can work out what we loved plus what we don't love, it gives us so much information when we're shopping and creating a new wardrobe to actually know our, you know, have some criteria that are self-defined that we can then take into the stores to go shopping with. So it's really, really useful to think about what they are and what it is that you're actually loving. And then thinking about, how do you want to be perceived? Who are you now? Who is the woman you are today? Because remember, style is a journey just as life is a journey. And our style will change just as our life changes. We have different phases and, you know, parts of our lives, but we're going to have different phases and parts of our wardrobe as well. And what we might have worn some years ago may not be who we are today. So I want you to think about, you know, how do you want to be perceived? What is your personal brand? Now, everybody has a personal brand. We may not think about it, but it is something that we have. We can either choose to put some information out there and make a decision and do it in a conscious way, or we can just be branded accidentally by other people who make decisions about us. And this is because it comes down to kind of first impressions and instant impressions, and we therefore, like, we'll notice something about somebody and we can make decisions about them, whether or not that is true. And we all do this. Now, you know, like a very simple thing to think about, the assumptions we may make. I had an experience once, was walking down the street, was at a set of shops. And I was walking down the street, you know, in front of these shops, in front of or behind what appeared to be a petite woman, long, blonde, flowing hair, fairly small person. Then what happened is this person turned to go into a store in front of me, and suddenly I saw her face. But no, it wasn't a her, it was a him. There was a beard, it was a man from the front. It was just, I thought from the back it was a woman. And I didn't even realize until my assumption about that person being a woman was overturned because I saw the truth that she was a man or he was a man. I didn't realize that until I'd even thought about it. It was just something that was subconsciously happening in my head that I'd made a decision. Now we make up to something like 42 different assumptions within like the blink of an eye about people. And about them. So, you know, we start with things like, you know, what sex are they? What kind of age are they? And then we do go into things like the level of education, how successful they are, what they might do, their political leanings, religious leanings. There is a million different things we actually start making assumptions about. And this is where we can make decisions by using our own personal brand image and deciding consciously what we're going to put on and what we want to project, because clothes communicate and it's a language and I teach this language. It's part of what I do. Then we can make that decision. So I want you to think about, what is it? How do you want to be perceived? What do you want to know about this amazing woman that you are? Do you want people to know that you're creative and romantic and feminine, still relaxed and comfortable? As well as, you know, you're a little bit edgy because you're a rock, you know, band singer. There's all sorts of things that are in there, and you can actually create the entire image that you want, provided that you start to look at what it is that you want to project. And then you can start to do things like create a Pinterest board, where why not start collecting images that speak to you? See what design details come up. See what is actually coming up for you. You need at least 20 or 30 outfits or garments on there to start seeing the patterns, what it is that you are choosing. And then you can start to go, well, you know, what is it actually, what's the word? What is it communicating? So these are some steps you can think about to help you start to define what it is. So I don't want you even thinking about shopping until you've started really defining who are you, what is that personal brand image, and how do you want to express that to the world? So they are your first steps to thinking about what you put in your wardrobe. And I actually recommend everybody does this exercise. And this is why in my 7 Steps to Style program, I teach you a lot about how clothes communicate, what they are actually saying. So how your personality influences your style, how you can actually express that creative part, the rebellious part, the feminine part, as well as the relaxed part, all those parts. So how you can actually, what design elements, what you actually choose from these different personality elements to put in your outfit so they really do feel true and authentic to you, and that you feel like you're not wearing a costume, but you are expressing the very best version of you from the inside out. So the world experiences you how you want the world to experience you. And I think this is something that is so important. It's when we feel our most comfortable is when we are doing this. So I just wanted to give you a quick reminder before I go as well to jump over to the blog, insideoutstyleblog.com. If you have not watched my latest masterclass all about 5 things you need to stop doing to instantly improve your style, please head over there. There's heaps of fantastic tips in there on how to start improving your style today in a way that's authentic to you. It's only going to be available for another day or so. So if you don't jump on now, it's going to disappear. So please do head over there if you want to watch the masterclass. There are also some special masterclass bonuses if you are thinking about joining, you know, getting some additional style help and joining my 7 Steps to Style program, that there are some masterclass only bonuses available if you head there and watch that now. So please do that. And of course, I hope if you start to think about your style in a new way and what it is that you love, what you don't love, all these things really give you the answer. This is why you cannot delegate your style choices to somebody else. They actually have to come from you on the inside rather than somebody else's external lists of what makes someone stylish, which may or may not be relevant in the slightest to you. Thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate your time and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Don't forget, head over to the blog and watch the masterclass now before it disappears. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.